Walmart has Straight Talk Wireless, so I can keep doing me. Like hitting up all my friends for a last-minute study sesh. Or curating the best pop playlist you've ever heard in your life. And even editing all my socials to keep up with what's new. Oh yeah, I look good. Post it. Which all in all suits my study poppy main character vibes to a T. Period. Find and shop your fave tech at Walmart.
Make this new school year an opportunity for your kids to learn important life skills with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely while parents keep an eye on kids' money habits. Greenlight also helps families get into their fall routine with a chores feature that lets parents assign chores and pay kids allowance when they check them off. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod. Greenlight.com/pod.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Believe in Bengals podcast. Yours truly, Solomon Wilcots. We're going to have a very special guest joining us momentarily. Former Pittsburgh Steeler running back and former ESPN analyst Merrill Hodge going to join us right here on the show. But first, let me tell you about Bet Online. Of course, it's your number one source for all of your sports betting all season long. We got Major League Baseball, even the All-Star Game. You can bet on that. You can bet on the Home Run Derby. You can bet on soccer. And, of course, all the UFC fights, MMA fights, boxing as well. Of course, it's every stat, every matchup. Just go to the website at Bet Online. And, of course, type in Believe. Use the promo code BLEAV to get 50% off. And it'll be a lot of fun, of course. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Believe in Bengals podcast right here on Bally Sports Ohio. Yours truly, Solomon Wilcots. I'm joined by a very special guest and a very special friend, former Pittsburgh Steeler running back and former ESPN analyst, Merrill Hodge, joining us on the show. Hodge, how you doing, my friend?
I'm good, Solly. Good to be with you, brother. It's about that time, isn't it?
It is, man. We're ready to roll into training camp. We're just everybody. This is that time of year where you get antsy, even yourself, even us former players, right? It just happens. The instincts all kick in. We feel like we got to go to training camp, right, this time of year.
Well, you know what's funny? After the 4th of July, that was the last time that you had any free moment before you went. Like, at this point, during our careers, we'd have been in there for at least a week by now.
That's right. That's right.
At least a week. Think about that.
Yeah. They give them plenty of time to kind of get themselves ready. Speaking of getting ready for training camp, for the Cincinnati Bengals fans, it's about the health of one Joe Burrow. And if I ask you, hey, if Joe Burrow stays healthy for the Cincinnati Bengals during the 2024 season, what does that mean for many people who cover the league like you do? What does that mean, a healthy Joe Burrow for the Cincinnati Bengals?
Well, it legitimately makes them one of the contenders, period. Mm-hmm. You know, there's very few quarterbacks. I think of John Elway. Like, John Elway offset a lot of deficiencies.
Yeah.
Ben Roethlisberger offset a lot of deficiencies. Mm-hmm. And you start thinking about quarterbacks like that, and they're hard to think of. I mean, that's what, you know, you start going, Peyton Manning, those type of things. And he's in that category. I think he is. I thought he was special coming out of college. He has displayed that in the National Football League. And I don't think that there's any doubt they're one of the front runners as long as he can play and play how he used to play, period.
Look, I don't know if you've seen him lately. He's kind of bulked up. I don't think he's bulked up too much to the point where he's lost some flexibility. But it's impressive. And as you well know, I mean, when you get to be 25, 26 years old, that's when you're reaching full maturity.
Right.
And you're able to really grow in a different kind of way when you hit 25, 26 years old. He's added 15 pounds of muscle. He's taken up piano lessons, he says, as part of his rehabilitation for that wrist injury. When you hear those two things, Merrill, I know you are sort of at the apex as a guy who takes care of his body and training and rehabilitation. When you hear those things for Joe Burrow, what comes to mind?
Well, the first thing is that's exactly what he should be doing. That's what I would expect from a real pro, is that you're evolving, you're getting better. I think you nailed it too. You know, you're almost at your pinnacle, you know, at that age. And, you know, you can gain 15 pounds in a lot of different ways. And they can be the wrong ways. You know, you can be comfortable with yourself. You can say, hey, I'm good. I'm a quarterback. And I applaud that commitment. Listen, I think Tom Brady has set the standard for how you take care of yourself. And if you do take care of yourself from that position, you play a long, long time. Mm-hmm. You can have a lot of success in this league at that, especially at that position. And I applaud it. I mean, the other part of it is uncharted waters. You know, I know a lot of orthopedic doctors and a lot of people about that surgery, and, you know, you talk to them and get their perspective on it. And there's a lot of uncertainty there because it hasn't been done very much. And so, mm-hmm. you know, doing whatever he can to rehabilitate and make sure that that ligament is healed and that hand is healed, and, you know, that's not a factor or an issue going forward. I think is smart. I'm sure he's going to learn things as he goes. You know, the piano thing, I'm sure will help in some way. He might learn something else. I remember when one of my first real injuries in the NFL, I'd worked with thoroughbreds on the horse track. I used to train horses. And one day, the third day of training, I walk in, I'm like, where's the horses? And they're like, oh, they're in the water. I'm like, water? And I go into this big tank and they're training the water. And I learned how valuable the water was for a horse and how it takes. Mm-hmm. I incorporated that in my training. You know, so what I'm getting at is, like, you know, since it's uncharted waters, you find different things and you try different things. And doing those things, I think, are important for his rehab and his mental part of that injury, trusting it. So I speaks well. Listen, if you're not a Cincinnati fan, you need good players. You need the best players. You hate to see the best players hurt and leave this game. When Joe Burrow left, it changed, you know, how you looked at the Cincinnati Bengals, how you watched them and the hopes you had for him. So it's so nice to make sure that he's going to be back and healthy. I love hearing it.
Yeah, look, let's talk about the AFC North division a little bit, because you cover the league, league-wide, all 32 teams, but so attached to that AFC North, as am I. For the first time, since 1932, all four teams last year finished with a winning record. When you hear of the AFC North, the old black and blue division, what comes to mind for you, Merrill, and why is this the best division in all of football?
Well, I think this one reason. They all work and focus on the most important aspect to win consistently in the NFL, and that is you got to control the tempo. Now, the best way to do that, really, and the most consistent way, is you run the football and you stop the run. And if you look at most of the teams, Cincinnati's they're an outlier because of Joe Burrow. Mm-hmm. But every one of them commit, run the football and playing really good defense, you know, and Cincinnati as a whole haven't lost their running game even with Joe Burrow. I mean, you know, there's times where they wander away from it, but then they realize the value in it. You know, they have Joe Burrow, let's not put everything on him. So they never lose real sight of it because they have Joe Burrow. They don't have to be as heavy there, but mm-hmm. Pittsburgh will be even more so this year. Cleveland has always been that way. And Baltimore has always been that way. And I think that combination helps you win consistently in this league. That has been proven in the entire history of our league. You have to control the tempo. It's the best way to do that. When you control the environment, you have the best chance to win games on Sunday and win consistently. And I think within a divisional perspective, they do that as good and better than most divisions.
In all four cities in the AFC North, I think if you were to ask their fans, they would tell you that their team is the best team in the division. That's just how close those four teams are linked together. I want to go by a few positions in certain areas of the team and get your thought. I always thought that as long as Ben Roethlisberger was playing with the Steelers, he was the best quarterback in the AFC North for about 15 years in running and always gave them an excellent chance of not only winning the division, but going to the playoffs where they seemingly had a winning record every single year. If I was to ask you now, who's the best quarterback in the AFC North, who is it and why?
Well, it's Joe Burrow. There's not a question there. And I think he's the best in the National Football League from the two things that matter most in the standard of what I look at when I study college players, and they have to have these two things woven as one. You can't have one without the other. And then there's different degrees of it. But processing and accuracy, he is the best and quickest processor in football, and he is one of the most accurate. And that makes him the absolute best in the NFL, but clearly the division. And then everybody knows that. I mean, I've been in meetings with other teams, and they're like, well, we got to beat that guy. That's a guy we got to beat. I mean, there's that's our guy. I mean, so that's not a secret. It's not like, ooh, that just got out.
No. Like, yeah, we're not breaking news here, right?
Yeah, it isn't. You know, we're going to go viral now because that was said to me. He's like, no kidding. But he is clearly the best.
Yeah. And I've been around many coaches with other teams, and they know I reside in Cincinnati, and he's the first guy they want to talk about. Yep. He's the last guy they want to talk about.
True.
Because teams, I think, are still getting to know him. They want to know, how do you crack the code? How are you able to beat him? They still have not figured that out. And I think that bodes well for him. Let's talk about the factor back position. If it's really about who's the best back, but maybe who has the best running back room of the four teams in the division.
Yeah, when you put it that way, that changes my question, my answer, because I think really Pittsburgh probably has the best group. Mm-hmm. You know, they have a little concern with the newness they're going to have up front. You know, they're probably mm-hmm. two new offensive linemen.
Yeah,
and they're both rookies. You know as well as I know. I've experienced in this league when you just switch one guy out, that can wreck the whole thing for a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's not they're going to, just because they're better players, you know, neither one of them played in the NFL. So they're just better in college. They're not better in the NFL.
Yeah.
Skill wise, they look to be a chance to be an upgrade. But that newness, that's always a mystery. You know, some of it comes together quick, and other times it takes time. You know, I mean, if you had said singly, I think, you know, what Baltimore has, you know, Derrick Henry, I mean, obviously he's not going to go this way. Okay.
Yeah, that
position, once you get there, I mean, it is like this. Now, how fast this happened. Okay?
Yeah. Sometimes think, this like that.
Yeah. Right? You can go, and it can be over. But I think, you know, I applaud to see, you know, how Derrick Henry trains and takes care of himself. I always go back to that because the value in that is critical. I mean, that's a life lesson, actually, not just a sports lesson.
That's,
I mean,
that's
it's really
right.
The lesson in life. But I want to give him the edge from how he cares for himself and how good they are up front and how committed they are to it. So I think singly he's the best. As a group, though, it's in Pittsburgh.
And look, we can't forget about Nick Chubb. Remember, he had a knee injury when he was at the University of Georgia. He fell to the second round when they drafted him, but we all knew that a healthy Nick Chubb is one of the best running backs the game has ever seen. And then he had the knee injury again last year. This is really about how he's going to come back from his second knee injury. If he is able to bounce back, he's a guy that should be definitely respected because he's capable of being the best running back in the league when he really gets going.
Yeah, well, I respect him. I love his style. He's a true pro. I think he's humble. I think, you know, if more players modeled themselves after him, we'd have better country, better football,
league,
period. That's the respect I have for him. Now, that being said, I still think that he will come back and he will look better than anybody's ever had that injury before.
Yeah.
But based on where he is in his career, mm-hmm. I don't know that he'll ever be right where he was. You know, it's probably going to take him really a while to be at 100%. You know, so I might mm-hmm. take the entire year. But listen, he'll be a force. I just don't think he'll be the force that he once was until maybe later in the year.
You know, if I'm going to ask you about the offensive line, who has the best offensive line? Because it matters in the AFC North, because you talked about controlling the trenches. So of the four teams right now, who has the best offensive line entering the 2024 season?
You know, there's been a lot of upgrades, obviously, in Pittsburgh. But that newness, just you can't say, oh. All you can say is hopefully they'll be better. That's all you can say.
Yeah.
Cincinnati, they kind of did the same things. You know, mm-hmm. hopefully they'll be better. Then because I think between Baltimore and Cleveland, and but it's almost a toss-up, Solly. I would lean towards Cleveland a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's hard to not pick the Ravens. And then I start adding some of the, you know, the add-ons, you know, tight ends and, you know, mm-hmm. that fullback they have that looks like a defensive tackle. I know he played tackle. I mean, they have some perimeter guys that make their edge so different. So that being said, I'd lean towards Baltimore because I add those little pieces, the tight ends and their fullback and what they do. So advantage Ravens.
Yeah, but the Ravens have lost, I think three of their starters on the offensive line due to free agency. Morgan Moses moves on. The center moved. A couple of their guards now moving on. Ronnie Stanley's back from the injury, but the Baltimore Ravens still good. Hey, look, if you have Bill Callahan as your offensive line coach, you could say you're going to be pretty good. But now Cleveland has lost him because he moves on with Brian Callahan, where he's now the offensive line coach with the Tennessee Titans. Wide receiver room, because I think the Steelers have gotten better in this area. We know what Cincinnati Bengals have, but the wide receivers in this division are pretty good.
I agree. But I don't think you can match up Cincinnati. You know, when you look at the dynamicness on strong side, weak side, that right there. You know, because you can't double. Well, you can double everybody, but you really put yourself in a bad spot in the middle of the field. And I don't think anybody wants to truly risk that. But so you have to run the risk of somebody being singled up. I don't think it's as hard as some people might think. But I think Cincinnati has the best room, clearly.
Yeah, I think Zay Flowers is a young budding star at the wide receiver position for the Baltimore Ravens, and Rashad Bateman is a guy they hope is going to be pretty good. But look, Pickens with the Pittsburgh Steelers, here's a guy that he is capable as being as good as maybe anyone in the league, but I guess he has to show it over a long period of time, over the course of a full season, but certainly had a breakout year one season ago.
Yeah, he has moments, and that's all you can say about him. He has moments. I don't know of anybody who's well-respected in the National Football League at any position when they had moments.
Yeah,
you know, it's that consistency, and it's really being a pro. He has a lot of major flaws, too. You know, you can't go to sleep on him. We all agree with that. But he doesn't pose a lot of threats from being a great route runner and being really – IQ'd to the game, you know, that real savviness you need as a pro and a lethal player who understands the game, who plays it, you know, with his mind as well as his physical skills. Mm-hmm. And he limits his physical skills because he doesn't do that. And he's yet to do that at this point. Doesn't mean he can't, you know. The name is escaping, but the kid they got from Michigan, even though he's a younger, you know, player, I actually think there'll be value in that room because he's there. Because what I know about – from a football perspective, I loved his skill set.
Yeah.
A personal perspective and just the way he goes about practicing and playing, I think that modeling, you know, even though he's a younger guy, you know, because listen, when some pros are – I've seen this when guys have been in the league a few years, but they watch a guy who maybe be a little more buttoned up than they are, you know, from an IQ perspective, a detail perspective, a work perspective. If you have any scruples, you check yourself and go, wait a minute, you know, maybe I ought to do a little better, and that would enhance my skills. So hopefully that will rub off on Pickens because he could clearly be a guy that, you know, could be dominant consistently. He just has moments right now.
I'm not.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My Wrangler jeans from Walmart are legit my favorite go-to pants. They got that slim cut that's always fresh for going out.
Hey, what's up?
They're durable enough, even for my shift.
Water wrap.
And stretchy enough for when I want to kick back and chill with a movie. So basically, they can do it all, and on my budget. I mean, come on. You really can't beat all that. Shop your Wrangler pants at Walmart.
Going to sleep on the Cleveland Brown wide receivers with Amari Cooper, Jerry Jeudy, and Elijah Moore. I think Amari Cooper is one of the most underrated wide receivers in the National Football League because he can do all the things that you want. Let's move on to the defense. I want to know who has the best defense. This really matters, as you well know, in the AFC North. Who has the best defense inside of that division?
Well, you know, Solly, you know, I mean, this is the hard thing about doing these things pre versus post is you got to go by what was post.
If
you went post, you know, I'd say the Ravens. Okay. Mm-hmm. But now you lose an integral part of the core of that defense with
Patrick Queen. Yeah.
And he goes to Pittsburgh. So, Pittsburgh needed somebody there drastically.
Badly, yes.
But, you know, I just don't say you move. He's great in Baltimore. He'll be great in Pittsburgh. Because there's 10 different guys and a little different scheme. And, you know, it's a little different, you know. How does that come together? So I still thought would lay my hands towards the Ravens just because of the post. You know? And when you start saying, well, you got new this, that's all exciting and good. However, that means there's
it's gotta come
learning.
Together.
It's gotta
come together.
I've experienced that. I went from Pittsburgh to Chicago. I stepped in the hall the first time and we all introduced ourselves, you know, from, you know, Detroit to Seattle to, you know, Pittsburgh. You know, but I remember just trying to get to know each other even through training camp, but we didn't really do that. It wasn't until we're like week five that we started to come together as a team.
Yeah. And Baltimore Ravens lost a lot of pieces on the defensive side of the ball.
Correct.
And so they're rebuilding. They lose their defensive coordinator. Mike McDonald's now the head coach in Seattle. So they're going to go through some growing pains. Bengals had said goodbye to the two starting safeties from 2 years ago in Jesse Bates and Von Bell. Now Von Bell comes back. They get Geno Stone, their other starting safety from the Baltimore Ravens. They've got to form a great fit together. So a lot of moving parts on the defensive side of the ball, I think, for all four teams. I want to get your thoughts on this. Hard Knocks is going to feature the AFC North, and then they're going to really start this series at the end of the year. The Pittsburgh Steelers, they don't even play a game inside of the division until I think November 17th.
Right.
So I think six of their final eight games are going to be inside of the division. So Hard Knocks are expecting some fireworks here. And so I want to get your thoughts on Hard Knocks, why they showed up for the AFC North. And I know Cam Hayward said he hates it. What do you think about it?
You know, it's a different era, you know, now. Yeah, as we clearly know, you know, the social media aspect that players have to deal with. I don't think it takes players off. I mean, it takes them off guard as much as maybe it would taking us off guard without all the pre-stuff that you have to deal with daily. But even, you know, Cam making that reference, you know, he's a seasoned veteran, and he knows that disturbances like that, if you've never seen it before, because even though I say all that, you've never experienced that. And it can be a slight disruption, you know, and you can be concerned about that. And that's a true pro and somebody who's a leader of that team. And I can see his concern there. You mentioned the Steelers schedule. I think that is a massive advantage for the Steelers because you have a new coordinator, two offensive linemen, probably going to be new. You have all this new learning. It's going to take a while for that new quarterback. You're going to have all of that come together. And you know how important, you know, each and every Sunday is. But when you lose to a divisional opponent, that that makes it even harder. So if you can get yourself going before you hit the division, I think the schedule wise, from what they have to do and what their, I think some of their obstacles will be, it probably is an advantage for the Steelers not to see that tornado until, you know, middle to the end of the season.
Yeah. Saving the best for last. And six of the last eight games for the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to be inside of the AFC North division. Yeah. Hard Knocks will be there to chronicle it. Two of those eight games are going to be against the Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. So a really tough schedule on the back end on the second half of the season.
Yeah. Well, that's why I think that getting the hard, you know, we're doing this from a how everything ended up last year.
Yeah.
I use this example, like, okay, Philadelphia's in the Super Bowl the year before. Okay, now they started out like gangbusters, but then they faded. And, you know, they weren't the threat that they were at the beginning of the season. And I mean, that happened so many times with teams. And then the team, you're like, well, you know, it should be fairly easy. Well, first of all, there's nothing easy in this league. I don't care what their record is. But you're like, that team isn't really a team that is completely there. And then all of a sudden, week eight, you're like, oh, wow. They are as good as anybody in football right now. So that'll be their, obviously, if they play all like we expect them to. I go back to how the Steelers need some real – they don't need what's going to come towards the end of the season at the first of the season.
Yeah.
Because I just don't think they will be quite as sharp with all that newness and new learning and have a really good rhythm like they will like just because of all the new faces there and new learning until, you know, week five or week six.
That's right. Yeah. Then you find yourself, speaking of, you know, a team that was looking to go back to the Super Bowl in the Philadelphia Eagles, they started off last season 10-1 in their first 11 games. And then in their final six games of the regular season, they go 1-5. They literally cratered. We like to say that it was that 49ers game when the Niners kind of went in there and just took their soul, and they never came out of it. It was a tailspin that really took them out of the season, and they'll look to hit their stride coming back in 2024. I want to talk to you about T. Higgins because at recording time of this podcast, it is the final day that the Cincinnati Bengals could sign T. Higgins to a long-term contract. Doesn't look like it's going to happen, Merrill. He will be the only player this offseason, one of eight players who teams use the franchise tag on, but he'd be the only one that didn't get the long-term deal. All the other seven guys got a long-term contract. Just want to kind of get your thoughts on that. And as a player, what is the mindset there? Knowing that you put your best foot forward, you deserve the long-term deal, but you're not going to get it from your current team, so now you're playing to audition for other teams when you hit the free agent market at the end of the year?
Well, I can only use how I would go about it. So first of all, I'd keep perspective. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how many millions it is that he gets this year, but okay. I am one of 0.01% of the people in this world that are going to be able to play a game I love for X amount of dollars. Okay. We'll say $20 million somewhere in that neighborhood. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably. I mean, this, I could find a lot of people that make a lot less than me. I'm not going to focus on maybe the few that make a little more than me. I've got this opportunity and really a chance, you know, to show that I am worth a long-term deal somewhere. I can't remember. I don't know if they can put the tag on him again or if this is the only time they can put the tag on him. I think they'll be in a situation where they can't put the tag on him next year.
Yeah.
Now, so I got 31 other teams that will give me a long-term deal, you know, and that's if you don't go about that, if you go about it in anger and bitterness, you aren't going to get the best out of yourself. And that's how I would use it. I'm not saying that's how he's going to look at it. That's how I would look at it. I would give a great perspective. Geez, I'm one of the few in the world. I'm making $20 million this year, and I'm going to go off so much that I'm going to get $120 million when I'm done.
There you go.
So by somebody else. So let's go out and do the very best. And you know what? Maybe I go out as a Super Bowl champion because I got a pretty good team around me. I got a great quarterback. I got a lot of good things with me. And so that's how I would go about looking at it. I'm not sure that he will. But I know this, that people that get angry and are bitter are often fail and struggle. Mm-hmm. Don't care what environment you're talking about.
Yeah, he has been nothing but a model citizen
in
the four seasons he's played for the Cincinnati Bengals. 80% of the receptions over the 4 years he's played with the Bengals, 80% of those catches has gone for either a first down or a touchdown. So This is a guy that has played at a very high level, always had a great attitude. I think that'll continue in 2024. One final question before we get you out of here, Merrill. I want to know, what is the record time in completing 18 holes of golf at Coldstream Country Club? Because I know you play the speed round. You don't waste any time, my friend. So what's the record time for 18 holes at Coldstream?
Well, I hate to say it, but it's actually 2 minutes and 29 seconds when I play by myself. Okay, now what's a shame about that, Saul, as I've learned, is I think half of my problem in golf is that I'm trying to get done too fast and I don't concentrate enough and go through the proper thing. So I've slowed myself down. I've become a better golfer. Good. So now good. Getting the fastest time is not the goal. It's playing the game better that I'm trying to work on.
I remember playing at Riviera Country Club, and I asked the general manager, we were playing around the golf, and I said, because every course, every club has one guy like this. I said, who's the guy that comes out first thing in the morning, he plays by himself, and he's driving a cart, and he's just going to go right through the 18 holes and going to play quick. He said, Mark Wahlberg. And I said, Mark Wahlberg and Merrill Hodge are identical. I said, that's Merrill. When Merrill and I play together, we see each other on the tee box and on the green when we're putting, right?
I know. When I get home, Angela goes, hey, what did Solly talk about? I'm like, we didn't.
All we did was play. We played.
I went to play golf, so I didn't go to sit there and talk. I went to play golf.
We get a lot done in a day, including 18 holes, so that's okay. Merrill, you're the best, man. It's always great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me, buddy.
We'll be seeing you soon. Thank you for joining us, everyone. This is the Believe in Bingo podcast. Solomon Wilcox, and of course, we want to thank former Pittsburgh Steeler running back and former ESPN analyst Merrill Hodge for joining us on the show. Don't forget to join us next time, everyone.
Walmart has Straight Talk Wireless, so I can keep doing me, like hitting up all my friends for a last-minute study sesh, or curating the best pop playlist you've ever heard in your life, and even editing all my socials to keep up with what's new. Oh yeah, I look good. Post it. Which all in all suits my study poppy main character vibes to a T. Period. Find and shop your fave tech at Walmart.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.